Beltran is 0-for-5 in the pass against Kenley Jansen. Carlos has a look at a strike and the count 0-1. Earlier we were talking about the extra inning games in the postseason. Two of them in the World Series, one in the LCS, where the Dodgers played more than 12. The game they lost to the Red Sox in 1916, 14 innings, they lost to Babe Ruth. Here's the strike one pitch. Beltran takes low. 1-1 the count. So the Dodgers leaving 11 men in 12 innings, now in trouble. And Beltran followed by Holiday. Jansen, very deliberate, plants the right foot. Kenley, a gentle giant, very soft-spoken, almost shy demeanor. The 1-1 pitch, and that's a little low, ball two, 2-1 the count. So Kenley Jansen battling the heart of the lineup with two on. Carlos Beltran followed by Matt Holliday. Carpenter at first, more importantly, Descanso at second. Pitch to Beltran is taken low. So now Jansen is in trouble, 3-1. A 2-2 tie, bottom of the 13th inning. A.J. not ready yet to set a target. Kenley looks in, out of his stretch, checks the runners. 3-1 to Beltran, swung on, line drive down the right field line into the corner. Here comes Descalso, and the Cardinals win it 3-2. Carlos Beltran, a line drive into the right field corner. It would have been an extra base hit, but all he had to do is reach first base because Descalso was racing in with the winning run. For the Cardinals, they hung tough. The Dodgers had all kinds of opportunities. They left 11, just could not come up with the key hit. And the Dodgers did have at one time the possible winning run thrown out at the plate in the top of the 10th inning. And of course, if you hang around long enough and you're facing Carlos Beltran, sooner or later, he's going to hurt you. And he drove in all three runs tonight. So the totals on the ballgame, for the Cardinals to win it, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 7. For the Dodgers, 2 runs, 9 hits. They left 11. The winning pitcher, Lance Lynn, and the loser, Chris Withrow. Time of game, 4 hours and 47 minutes.